time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Steve Crossman. Coming up, Roberto Di Matteo's Chelsea future falls under the spotlight after his FA Cup and Champions League double. Montpellier managed to deal with a chaotic final day to win their first ever French League title. And Shiv Narayan Chanderpaul does it again to give West Indies real hope in the first test with England. First, Chelsea's European Champions League winners have been celebrating with a victory parade in West London. But question marks remain about the future of interim manager Roberto Di Matteo. That's despite him guiding them to the trophy for the first time in their history and also leading them to the FA Cup. Di Matteo, who'd been assistant to André Villas-Boas, was placed in charge when the Portuguese coach was sacked. So in three extraordinary months, has the former Chelsea midfielder done enough to deserve the job full-time? Here's the club's chief executive, Ron Gourlay.
What we've said right from day one, and we've said the same for Robbie, is that, you know, let's get through, let's just get through the end of the season, and then we'll sit down and we'll talk things. And Robbie's been fantastic with that, and you know, the club and myself, the chairman, we've stuck to that all the way through. You know, we not wanted to start any speculation. You know, we didn't want to put any more pressure on the team that was already mounting there, and that's what we did. And so now the next few days we'll sit down, and there's no time scale on this, we'll sit down and we'll discuss things.
Well, whoever's in charge of Chelsea next season will have to start planning for the day when the senior players who performed so well against Bayern reach the end of their careers. The former Scotland winger Pat Nevin made close to 200 appearances for Chelsea. He's told the BBC the win in Munich showed there are already players ready to step up.
Chelsea managed to do that without Ivanovic and without John Terry. And the young lads that came in, you know, David Luiz and Cahill, there was question marks over them whether we would be good enough. In actual fact, that was a big lift not only for the Chelsea fans and the Chelsea players, but also for the future of Chelsea, that, you know, these players that we know eventually will move on, you know, the Cole, Lampard, Terry, Drogba, eventually they will move on, and it won't be that long, it'll be a few years. There are good players coming through, and it's maybe not that big a job to, you know, build it from here.
Juventus have finally lost a domestic game in Italy, and wouldn't you know it, it was their last of the season. Having played 41 times in League and Cup this campaign without suffering a single defeat, they were on the wrong end of a 2-0 scoreline in the Coppa Italia. That was at the Stadio Olimpico. Napoli were their conquerors thanks to a second-half goal from Edson Cavani and one from Marek Hamšík. The man who eventually got Chanderpaul out, Shiv Narayan Chanderpaul, in the cricket, England spin bowler Graham Swan, still feels England have enough quality in their batting lineup to beat West Indies. That's despite the fact they're well behind in the Test match as it stands. England need to score a further 181 to win the first Test at Lord's. The home side resume on 10 for 2, having lost their captain Andrew Strauss for 1 and James Anderson, who was sent in as a night watchman, for 6. Earlier, West Indies made 345, Chanderpaul top scoring with 91. That score followed his unbeaten 87 in the first innings. So how do the West Indies' most reliable batsmen rate their chances of winning the match now?
Depends on how well we bowl tomorrow. Keep the ball in the right area long enough, things probably could go our way. And I know we have a good ball in attack, and you know, tomorrow we come put the ball in the right areas, be patient, and who knows what could happen tomorrow. This is Test cricket, anything is possible.
And a real boost is finally to get those two wickets out tonight.
Yes, yeah, really, really good for us. Good. Hopefully we can take the momentum tomorrow onto the 50.
In tennis, Maria Sharapova saved a match point and also had to contend with a two-hour rain. Maria Sharapova saved a match point and also had to contend with a two-hour rain delay as she came from a set down to beat the reigning French Open champion Li Na at the Rome Masters. The former world number one winning in three sets, 4-6, 6-4, 7-6. But as the BBC's Lee James reports from the Italian capital, the crowd were denied a chance to see Novak Djokovic against Rafael Nadal, with the men's final postponed until Monday because of bad weather.
The paper cups and popcorn wrappers that were thrown onto the court will tell you that postponing the men's final didn't go down well with the Rome crowd, who had been forced to hang around in the rain hoping to see another Nadal and Djokovic epic encounter. It's true, conditions had improved when it was eventually called off, but with the French Open less than a week away, it's understandable neither player would want to risk injury on a slippery court. Li Na had described the conditions in the women's final as a joke. Rain was steadily falling for much of the match. Both players had their chances, but it was poised at a deciding set tiebreak when they were finally forced to take shelter. When they returned after a two-hour delay, Sharapova prevailed, but will have to wait until 12 o'clock on Monday.
Sharapova, who coped better with the disruption to her final than opponent Li Na. How important was it to win a tournament on clay with the year's second Grand Slam, the French Open, just around the corner?
It was certainly, you know, great to beat someone that's had such good success at Roland Garros, and I knew that coming in. I knew with the level that she played last year over there, and you know, how she can play on clay with her movement and her you know, the way she defends and moves around and gets herself back in position. But yeah, it's a great win for me going into, you know, going into Roland Garros.
The former World Championship silver medalist for the 200 metres, Wallace Spearmon, has told the BBC, "You don't beat Usain Bolt by worrying about what the Jamaican will be doing in the run-up to the London Olympics." Spearmon was disqualified from the bronze medal position in Beijing, as Bolt won in a world record time. The American, who missed last season injured, says he's getting back to his best, but won't be obsessing about the most famous athlete on the planet.
Well, you know, Usain's not really worried about anyone else. He's just trying to be the best he can be, and I'm doing the same. Times will tell the rest, and we'll see what happens when the people walk to the medal stand. We'll see who's standing on what podium, so, or what place.
When you've had to watch from the sidelines with injury, and maybe until Walter Dix had a good year last year, Johan Blake ran some great times in the 200, but people said for a while that it was Usain's race, and did you sit on the sidelines thinking, wouldn't be Usain's race if I was in the race?
Honestly, I just like to compete. I never want to sit on the sideline and watch anyone race. It doesn't matter if it's Usain, Walter Dix. It doesn't matter if it's a high school race, you know, elementary, the youth kids. I always want to race, I always want to compete, so I just want to go out there and be healthy and actually have a chance to showcase my talents.
What about you at the Olympics? I was in Beijing, I was trackside, you did a whole lap of honour, you thought you'd won a medal, and you hadn't, you'd been disqualified. How much does that still burn inside you?
I mean, that's definitely been my motivation since 2008, so that's definitely what I'm looking forward to going into London, is being able to redeem myself and regain my honour by finishing on the medal stand and keeping my medal this time, not just through the victory lap, but through the medal ceremony and afterwards and forever.
Take it home on the plane, on the mantelpiece.
Exactly, yeah. Put it somewhere safe and just sleep.
Now, after a high night of drama in France, Montpellier are champions of Ligue 1 for the first time in their history. Their final game of the season at Auxerre was twice delayed due to problems in the stands. And with 10 minutes left in the contest, Paris Saint-Germain looked set to snatch the championship because they were winning their game. But that was until John Newtarka's goal and René Girard's team the win. French football journalist Philippe Auclair told the BBC that it was a fantastic victory for them, staying with football. Finally, Juventus have finally lost a domestic game in Italy, and wouldn't you know it, it was their last of the season, having played 41 times in Ligue 1 Cup this season without suffering a single defeat. They were on the wrong end of a 2-0 scoreline in the Coppa Italia final at Stadio Olimpico. Their conquerors were Napoli, thanks to second half goals from Edson Cavani and Marek Hamšík. Finally then, motorcycling, where a rain affected French MotoGP was won by Yamaha's Jorge Lorenzo. The Spaniard now leads this year's standings, having overhauled the defending world champion Casey Stoner. The Australian's Honda was third behind Valentino Rossi, the Italian there recording his best results so far for the Ducati team. Well, stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day, but for now, that's the latest world sport.